7:13 on the Moody in the Morning Show, and time now to live united. And in the house to help us accomplish that task, Ryan Cheevers, who's Marketing and Communications Manager at United Way of Southwest Michigan. Good morning, Ryan. Welcome aboard.
What the heck? Oh, this thing always jumps the gun. You dial it up.
And then it jumps away. Go ahead.
How are you, Pat?
I'm good. Thank you very much. So, I'm talking about the control panel here. You dial in something, guest microphone one, and it, at the last second, when you're not looking, jumps to two.
Technology.
Yeah. You gotta love it, and you gotta hate it all at the same time. Well, it's almost time to rock the boat. Registration is closed. How many boats did we end up with?
We're going to go in and make sure of this, but it looks like 58 boats.
58?
I mean, you look, 2 years ago, 30 last year, and 58. So, 50 years from now, we're going to have 1,000 boats.
Really.
Here we go.
We'll fill the whole river. You won't even be able to have room to paddle or row or anything else out there. The goal this year was to beat 30, obviously, and he blew that away, almost doubling it.
Yeah, Whirlpool puts on a great event, and the event benefits United Way of Southwest Michigan, which, obviously benefits our community, Berrien and Cass counties. So we are very appreciative of what they're doing with this, and it's all for a good cause. Next Thursday at the Inlet Harbor Shore, 6 p.m. is when the boats leave the shoreline. In heats of about 3, we think. And
I was going to say, how are we going to work it this year? Because with as many boats, I mean, you'd be still paddling at midnight if you.
There's a lot more logistics for sure, but it's really setting up. There's a lot of little rivalries that. We've got 6 breweries that are racing. Both colleges, Southwestern Michigan College and LMC, are racing. So you're going to see some of those little rivalries in the water, which will make it fun. But it's from here on out. It's just kind of managing and creating those heats. And there's a lot of work to be done behind the scenes. So
So you got some notables in there that have decided to bring it on, huh?
Yeah, we've got some new ones to the races. Celebration Cinemas, in Silver Harbor signed up, Haymarket signed up, which is great. Gas Manufacturing's got 2 boats, and then we've got IRX and Y Country. We'll go head to head too, so that'll make it fun. So, it's great. And Whirlpool's obviously got several boats in the race as well. So, it's going to be a lot of fun. I mean, and going out to the event, they've really done a great job of adding so many elements to the event too. So, there's going to be a Jumbotron on the. Up near the inn there.
So you don't have to leave the bar?
Yeah, exactly, So you get a chance to watch the event happen.
You can sit back in an Adirondack chair and watch from the leisure.
If you don't get a good view, then just turn to the screen. There's some raffle tickets. There's selling Cub tickets and Freedom Boat Club memberships and some other cool things through the raffle. So you can check that out through our website, uwsm.org, if you want to purchase raffle tickets in advance. And they'll be selling them, at the event as well. So,
all right.
Very cool. It's a family-friendly event. A lot of fun. Good, nice for kids. And it's probably the only event you'll go to where you're rooting for boats to sink.
Exactly. Well, at least we hope you're not sick enough to be rooting for boats to sink everywhere.
I've been in the boat the last 2 years, and that's kind of what I heard. The chants on the shoreline were sink, sink, sink.
So. Sink, sink, sink. Yeah. Well, you also have a great thing going in United Way's first ever radio show.
Yeah, we're very excited about this. So Anna Murphy, our president, is hosting a show called The 26 at 6 that airs every Tuesday night at 6 p.m. So it's 26 weeks, 26 different stories that we cover.
Cool.
And tonight at 6 o'clock, you're going to hear from Brent Holcomb. He's the superintendent of Lewis Cass ISD. So he'll be on to talk about the importance of literacy. And the show tonight focuses on literacy, especially summer literacy, and why it's important that children should be reading over summer. And you're going to hear from a family that benefits from the Dolly Parton Imagination Library, which is great. So that's tonight, 6 p.m., WSJM. It's a great show, a great opportunity for us to share some stories, because that's really you know, at the end of the day, that's what matters most to us is that storytelling. So
exactly. Well, tune it in and check it out. And speaking of stories and those types of things, makes you think of the books that folks put into their backpack every year. And you got a free backpack opportunity coming up.
Yes, we have in Cass County, children in Cass County can receive free backpacks filled with age-appropriate school supplies. And this is an event that we've been doing for a long time called School Supply Spectacular. So I know, you know, here we are just kind of getting into July. You don't want to bring out
what?
The school
back
stuff
to
yet,
school? Are you crazy?
It's a really great event. There's a couple dates to just remember if you're in Cass County, you have kids in Cass County. Saturday, August 18th, and then Wednesday, August 22nd are two dates to keep in mind if you're looking to get your kid a free backpack as they prepare for school. So it's a great event. We're proud of it, and we're excited to be doing it again this year.
All right. So put those dates down. Saturday, August 18th at the Brookside Learning Center in Cassopolis, and Wednesday, August 22nd at the Marcellus Methodist Church. We don't expect you to remember that. All you have to do is log on to uwsm.org, and you can find all that information and then put it into your personal calendar, and then you'll be well aware of what's going on. You'll also find reminders about all the things, including the 26 at 6 radio show, which you can hear every Tuesday night right here on WSJM, and of course, all the details on where and when to be for the big Rock the Boat event 1 week from the day after tomorrow.
Oh, boy, I know. There's a lot. Yeah, we got to finish our boat still. So, there's a lot of work to be done yet. Yeah. So
you've done a pretty good job of keeping things undercover, because I haven't even heard a peep about what you're building.
We have a little plan of slipping you a little bit of a sneak peek again. So, So you know where I live, so
I do.
That's the scary.
But I can't
thing.
Get up there anymore. The road's all blocked up.
It's all part of a plan. You know,
I know. It's perfect timing, because it's just like, you know, all right, you guys tear up all the roads, so Moody can't get up here.
Yep, exactly.
Well, my street, you know, my end of the street, you know, which is also an extension of the part that's all torn up on Wallace. My end of the street is the staging area for everything.
They put
in huge, stores, supplies there for what's going in up the bluff.
So. I noticed that, yeah.
So, yeah, it's interesting to say the least.
Yep.
Nothing like sitting on your patio and staring at giant
I was just
tubes.
Thinking, but yeah.
It doesn't matter, you know, it's all in your head anyway, right?
Yep. It'll be done soon enough, we hope.
Exactly. Well, it has to be done for school.
So. Yeah, that's right.
Big penalties if they don't, I guess, right? So anyway, there you go, folks. That's how you can live united, and you can learn more at uwsm.org. Ryan Cheevers is the Marketing and Communications Manager, United Way Southwest Michigan, joining us this morning. Thank you, Ryan.
Thank you, Pat.
Have a great day.